Let the beat drop. What's that thing?
Don't they do that? Let the beat drop, and then it's like. Isn't that like in every dumb like video game trailer?
Yeah,
for the last, well, at least 2 years ago it was.
Well, you got to do the build up, right? So you go boom, 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 boom. Let the beat drop. I am not a beatboxer, if you couldn't tell.
I like it. If you don't know what we're talking about, Legionnaires, just go look at the new Borderlands 3 trailer.
Oh, that's so funny. I haven't even seen it yet. So it's funny that you brought that up. Because I saw that it came out. I just haven't seen it.
Yep. I can't believe that they're going back to that type of music.
Hey, it's hot, bro. Marshmello just dropped a new song this morning.
Okay. All right.
Tell me you know about Marshmello.
Only from you.
God, Marshmello, man. He's awesome.
Only from you.
He's bringing 90s trans music back to the kids.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is he sampling Kraftwerk? On stroke.
No, but that would be awesome.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody who uses Tour de France by Kraftwerk, sign me up.
There you go. So what's new, man? I'm over here dropping beats. There's got to be something new with you.
I want to drop beats too. Except I want to do it like the Fat Boys used to do it.
What was that movie with Tom Hanks and had the Humpty Dump guy?
Splash.
No, the suburbs. Was that it?
Philadelphia.
No, Philadelphia? There was no rap music in Philadelphia.
No, of course not. It was very somber Bruce Springsteen music.
Who?
The Boss.
Never heard of it. Tony Danza?
Yes.
Oh, Angela. Oh, man.
I'm acting like this. Oh, Angela.
Oh, man. No, seriously, you never seen The Suburbs? That's a great movie. The
Burbs?
Oh, is that what it's called? The Burbs?
And no, I never did.
What?
Yes.
What?
Huh? Who would have thunk it, but a Tom Wetmore brings his son to Tom Hanks in Bachelor Party. I don't know why he would bring his son to Bachelor Party. He's far too young to bring to that, but he did. But The Burbs didn't have so much of an appeal to old Tommy Wetmore. So you can figure that one out, I'm sure.
I see. Yeah. Yes, makes sense to me. Uh-huh. The Burbs. Great flick. Not really. It's a terrible flick. Garbage flick.
I'm sure it doesn't hold up the test of time, would be my guess.
I don't know, man. I saw it probably like 10 years ago, and it was still fun to watch.
Okay. But yeah, but that might be nostalgia. Like, can you watch that movie with your daughters, and would they be like, now that's comedy?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Could you watch Splash, and would they think, now that's comedy?
No, definitely not.
What about Big? I'm trying to think of the stuff that was very, like, Burbs was a lot more specific, and the two that I named were a lot more general appeal type crap. But I'm just curious, nowadays, could they watch Big and be like, that's cute, or that's funny? Or would it just be like, wow, that's dated?
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this the other day, because I was listening to a podcast, and somebody was talking about watching, oh God, what movie was it? One of those like slasher flick, not another teen movie, or like one of those things. You know, like the movies they made making fun of like the 90s slasher flicks.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about that, and they were talking about like, this movie came out in like 01, I think, 03, 04, something like that. Early 2000s.
Sure.
And he was talking about like all the racist shit that they were talking about and like punching women in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And like this, that, and the other. And like you could never get away with any of that shit now in any popular media.
Yeah, even Airplane is still ranked pretty high in like all-time comedies. But you watch that or like a Mel Brooks film, I can put it in context like I can with a comic. But holy Christ, you show that to a 10-year-old, there's no way they're not looking at you like, should I be watching this? This is why are you making me watch this? Oh my God. Mm. I'm guessing. I don't know if I want you to do that with your daughters as an experiment, because I don't think that's a good experiment.
Yeah. No.
I mean, giving your children those, like, what are they? Those medical tabs that will dull your taste buds and will turn like sour things into like savory things.
Oh yeah. Umami.
That's an experiment that I would approve you doing with your daughters. Showing them Airplane and being like, look, he's slapping that woman around. And then here comes Mrs. Cleaver, you know, from Leave It to Beaver. And now she's smacking the nun around. Isn't that funny, kids? Like, oh boy.
Yeah, I think about that. Because, like, Reagan loves the Paranormal Activity movies. And I think they're garbage horror flicks.
Sure.
But she thinks they're genuinely scary.
Are those, wait, you know I'm not too good with modern horror.
Sure.
Are those the films that are like, it's like Mousetrap, like that game Mousetrap, where one thing hits into another, and then somebody dies.
A Rube Goldberg device.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to come up with that. Yeah, Rube Goldberg.
No. That would be like Saw.
I could swear that one of those movies did, like it was Karma. Like a woman ducked and something flew by her head. And that hit something else. Yeah. That hit something else.
That's,
and then
that's Final Destination.
There we go. That's it.
Yeah. I love Final Destination.
I love a Rube Goldberg device, and I will even watch an OK Go video because they're doing that. The Final Destination, I have sat through many of those, and you know I don't like horror films.
Yep.
But I like all that gadgetry stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. No, Paranormal Activity is
those the films that are like captured on like I'm holding the camera,
yes,
or that's my home security cameras.
Yes.
Or
like, oh, there's something in the house. Let's check the baby monitor.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Paranormal Activity.
Does she like that just because it's like that? Daddy, I know that's not real, but they make it look as close to real as possible.
Like, yeah, that's what she likes. Happens. She's like, that could actually happen. It looks like it's real.
Wow.
And to me, it looks very fake.
Yes.
It's
but
like
still, it sort of transports her there, probably.
Sure. But I remember like when the Blair Witch Project came out.
Yes.
And seeing that, like, that was the first of those kind of movies, right?
And we were such dum-dums. Even at the very end, people walked out of there and still was like, was that captured footage? Was that real?
Yeah.
That had to be real. It's like, didn't you see the end of it? It was pretty stupid.
It was pretty stupid. The sequel's pretty good, by the way.
Is that the relaunch?
Yeah. Not Blair Witch 2, Season of the Witch. The relaunch. It was like 2 years ago.
And so that's good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It ties directly to the first one.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought the acting in Blair Witch was surprisingly good.
Considering the budget, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure, considering the budget.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah. I remember when that came out and seeing like the commercials on TV. Matter of fact, they did this with Paranormal Activity too. When Paranormal Activity came out in theaters, they tried to capture that same thing as Blair Witch. So they would.
It
do,
was all marketed.
Yeah,
that
so,
way.
So they would do screenings and like film people in the screenings and how scared they would be. Right, like they never showed you footage of the movie because the movie's fucking terrible. They showed you pictures of people being scared
jumping,
watching the movie,
which is
freaking genius.
With that green blue haze all over them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because it was what's that called? Night vision cameras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, did you? Since we're on movies, I have two things. I don't want them to escape my brain. Did you see that they're going to be doing a sequel to It? I'm sure your wife will want to know.
Yeah. There was a panel this past weekend, right at WonderCon.
Could be.
Yeah.
Don't know.
The Warner Brothers panel, because they showed that's when the Joker trailer came out of that. Okay. There was footage shown for It 2 and something else. I can't remember.
Did you see who's playing the boy?
No.
Bill Hader.
Oh, really?
The main guy, yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Which I'm like, hey, if you're going to do a sequel, and granted that movie made plenty of money, so yeah, of course you're going to do a sequel. I like that they jumped it forward, whatever, 25 years.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but you have to do a sequel because the first part is only the first half of the story.
Oh, okay.
Because when that came out on TV, it was like a 30-hour-long miniseries.
Oh, yeah, with the Wings guy.
Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah, the Wings guy and what's his name? The guy from Three's Company.
John Ritter.
Yeah, John Ritter was in it.
Don Knotts.
He was the main guy.
Mr. Roper.
No, John Ritter.
Larry, the neighbor. Was he in it?
No.
Hey, no, Jack, let's go down to the Regal Beagle.
No, he was not.
And before I lose my connection, okay, the It sequel, did you also see that they're doing an offshoot of the 100?
Oh?
I guess a showrunner for the 100 mentioned during WonderCon that they're looking into doing an offshoot of the 100.
Interesting. I love the 100.
I know you do. Why do you think I brought it up?
I can't wait. That season premieres in like a couple weeks.
One thing for you, one thing for your wife. That's what I'm here for.
Although I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned about the season of the 100 because it's in space.
But everything's better in space.
Well, that's true.
Except for Frank Castle.
Aww.
Yep, sorry.
I think that's pretty good.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's different.
I don't need him hanging out with Odin. That's all I need.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Believe me, I'm not going to kick it out from my shitter read. If I had the issues, I would read the issues on the shitter.
I think the only comics that I would have enough time to read in the bathroom would be like Batman, because there's literally like four words in that entire issue.
Actually, I think I could see, we've discussed this before. Please, listener, Legionnaires, check out the previous podcast. It was an hour of potty talk. But as we've learned previously, you are a speed demon when it comes to the poopy.
That's right.
And my guess is you would open up your Mad magazine and you'd have enough time to read Spy versus Spy because, one, there's no word bubbles and it's all action and it's done in 9 panels and you're done.
I don't think I'd even have time for that, man. It's literally like sit, plop, wipe, go.
No, sit, plop, spray, wipe,
yes.
Go.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Let me correct you.
But that doesn't rhyme.
Have I mentioned to you after our poopy talk over the weekend, I was talking to the wife and I said, I need two things when we move out of this little townhome into a real house. I need to have a backyard that I can have a dog. Mm. And then I also need to take not the main bathroom, but a side bathroom. And I need to have a bidet.
There you go.
And she was a lot more attracted to the offer of the bidet than a dog. I don't know what that says about her or about my poopy butt. I'm not sure. Well, but I hear you. There's no ass to mouth going on when it's a mouth.
I mean, how could you say no to a clean bottom?
Thank you. Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But
as well, it was cool fun.
Interesting. Interesting. Good, good. I'm glad you're going to finally get your bidet, Nick.
Well, when I move out of this place.
It's been a long time coming.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about bidets for a decade.
It feels like it. Certainly feels like it. I read your tweet this morning. I haven't been able to listen to your current comic talk today. But I'm thrilled to head on over to that podcast on the Nerdy Legion Network to listen to that episode because I want to hear Martin Ferretti's 2 cents reveal, reaction, chit-chat about the Joker trailer.
Man, it was good.
So I'm just going to pump the brakes. I don't want you to reiterate what's over there. I will go and listen to it myself. So we're not going to be talking about that because you have a whole podcast dedicated to it.
Yeah, and I even knew it was coming too because I started talking about it. And I was like, I'm going to do a short thing, you know, like figure it's like a 2-minute trailer, 10 minutes, done.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it was 30 minutes. 30 minutes I talked about this goddamn trailer.
Yeah, I'm very jealous. I wish I had the 30 minutes on Nerdy Legion podcast, but let's head over there.
Mm. Well, you know what I did is I left work.
All right. I like that. What's the sound of that?
I went to lunch and I was like, you know what?
Where did you go to lunch at? The fill-in station? Did you grab the hot dog and the pizza roller?
Nope. So what happened was I don't work too far from the house, so I came home.
Oh.
Because I was going to let the dogs out and get some lunch, ooh, go back to work.
Ooh.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I got here and I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stay at home.
Yeah. Can you work remotely or were you just like, yep, taking a half day?
No, I just took a half day.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like this new Martin.
It's been, yeah, well, you know, it's been stressful. We should do an update on the Poopy Bandit.
I'm waiting for that. Promise the Legionnaires. We have to deliver that.
I have to say, Nick, that the resolution to this Poopy Bandit saga is, yeah, is not as exciting for me.
Was
as
it Alex and IT?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it.
It's not as exciting as the actual search for the Poopy Bandit.
Oh,
when you have an origin story for a character like Wolverine, right? Wolverine was super cool.
Give me an example. Okay.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Let's follow this through. Okay.
All right. So you remember Wolverine in like the 80s and the early 90s. He was awesome.
When he was 5'2".
Yeah, when he was 5'2", like, yeah, super badass, smoking cigars. Yeah.
Yep. He got excited every time he was in an issue or was he on the cover of X-Men. And then you know, oh, there's going to be a kick-ass fight scene because, yeah, Wolverine's on the cover.
Well, and he would just be on covers and not be in the comic.
Yep, but they learned.
It didn't matter. I mean, you just bought it because Wolverine was on the cover. But then they did this this origin story. By the way, I mean, I love Weapon X.
Mm.
I think Weapon X is a fantastic comic. I think it is.
You're going somewhere else, but okay.
I think it is very well written. I think the Barry Windsor Smith art is fantastic. However, like, you know, you put this out, and then you try to integrate some of this stuff into the mainline universe. You know what I mean? And and when that happens, it kind of how do I want to do this? Let's see. There's a lot of children listening, so we can't get too raunchy. But it's like,
could.
I mean, we could. How could we? All right. So let's say you're dating this woman and she's super nice. You're living together.
Give her a name.
We'll call her Charlotte.
Ooh, she sounds very exotic. Where's Charlotte from? I'm painting a picture.
Charlotte is from Louisiana. She's from Louisiana. Oh.
All right, little accent.
Yeah. She's Cajun.
Ooh.
And so Charlotte.
So she likes Gambit. She doesn't like Wolverine. We know this. Okay, go on.
Yeah. So she likes Gambit. So you're like, you know what? Who the fuck likes Gambit? Nobody likes Gambit. I'm gonna go have a couple beers with my boys.
Right.
And so you go to the bar and you have a couple beers and you're in there and you think to yourself, you know what? I'm not really digging this Charlotte chick anymore.
What? Bonchere?
No, yeah, Mon Cherie, my ass. She likes Gambit. We can't have a Gambit fan in the household.
Man.
So then you go home and you say, Mon Cherie, you gotta get the hell out.
Wow.
You know, it's like that. It's like that.
Hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't think so, but we'll pretend it does.
I still want to get to why you're bashing the Barry Windsor Smith run on that.
I'm not. I said it was good.
Come on, it came out in, what is it, Marvel Comics Presents? It was awesome. It dribbled out like three pages every issue.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
I thought you were going Wolverine Origins, because then, ugh, I would be completely behind this scenario.
Because
that sent Wolverine down a horrible path, and I don't think he's ever returned. At least Barry Windsor Smith was like, yeah, now I see why that guy's so fucked up. I can see why he's pissed off all the time. Yeah.
Yes, and it was great to read it. But what right. about what about stupid. After?
But stupid Wolverine Origins? Oh my god. Come on. If only Wolverine was three steps ahead, John F. Kennedy Jr. would never have been assassinated. Like,
the kids have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, who's this Kennedy guy?
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, after a while, he just kind of it just wasn't cool. You know what I mean? Like, he was cool because he was like secretive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about
past,
like
his past was mysterious.
Yeah, mysterious. Think about like
he was hanging out with Alpha Flight. Don't know why. Don't know why. Have no clue.
Nope.
But they knew him.
They did.
You know, because everybody in Chicago, we all know each other.
Of course. It's a small city.
Same with Canada. You know, it's the same population, but spread out among a whole entire country, of course. Why wouldn't they know each other?
Absolutely. See, you get it. You get it.
Yeah, I get it. That's the problem.
I got to sip my coffee.
Hey, people, it's comics. Come on. Who cares?
But anyway, so how do we get on this? I don't even fucking know. What are we talking? What's happening to the show?
You were saying how sexy Wolverine was at 5'2".
Oh, yeah.
Chomping on the cigar.
He was sexy at 5'2", chomping on a cigar.
That old knucklehead himself. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Every time I read an X-Men issue, it's like, Claremont, you don't have to put the old knucklehead in every issue. Ay, ay, ay.
But yeah, after a while, it's like a meh. You know what I mean? It's like meh. I still don't know how we got here.
You were talking about Joker.
Oh, Joker. Yeah, I still don't know how we got here. Oh, we're talking about the poopy bandit. That's how it was.
Yeah, so, you said the chase was better than the reveal.
Yes, yes. So, I don't even want to tell the story because it's not that exciting. What you should do instead is go back to last episode.
Wanting to know the end of this story. You have to put a button on it. Come on.
What you should do is go back to last episode and listen to that genius first hour of podcasting.
Terrible first hour.
and then make up your own conclusion as to what happened. Because really, it's not that exciting, Nick.
Is this a choose your own adventure now? Come on. Jesus.
Oh, I mean, it should be.
Did you get a reveal on who actually this person was?
I did.
Wow.
I went back.
Did somebody fess up?
Nope. I went back and I saw the tapes and I said, "You mother effer, you're the poopy bandit."
You did watch the tapes?
I did watch the tapes. Of course I watched the tapes. I was going to find the bandit and I did.
And did you confront this bandit?
Very, very professionally, I requested this person come to my office.
That day? Like the following day?
Yeah, as soon as I watched the tape, I said, "This mother effer."
Oh, God. Okay, go on.
So I requested this person come into my office, and we had a little chat. I asked him to explain how it was that this whole situation happened in the bathroom.
And
he went on to explain some kind of like stomach thing that he's got. It just felt like BS, Nick. I'm not going to lie. It just felt like lies.
The stomach thing that makes him use hand towels instead of toilet paper?
Well, so my assumption was correct in that he had this uncontrollable thing where he had to shit. He did not want to use the toilet paper on the floor. And so,
can't blame him there.
So what he did is he used paper towels, wiped himself, went out, locked the door to see if he can get some toilet paper. So he locked the door behind him and left, went to get the key. That's why the key wasn't there. Went to get the key to get back into the bathroom. But he couldn't find toilet paper. So he just ended up using paper towels.
But still, did you at least look at him all serious and say, okay, I guess I understand this situation was dire, but after wiping yourself with two hand towels, you wouldn't have flushed after two or three instead of piling up that huge mound that ended up in there?
We had this whole conversation.
So it didn't stay professional. If you're drilling down because you want to know more and more.
I phrased my questions as professionally as possible.
I mean, you're Martin Ferrer.
Because I don't need like an HR incident, you know what I mean? Where like this guy feels like I'm picking on him because he's got some rare genetic mutation in his stomach.
You don't want a poopy confrontation ending up on your permanent record, of course.
Correct.
Your spotless record.
Correct. I don't need Darlene to call me. Yes, her name's Darlene because we are in the South.
That's so good.
I don't need Darlene. Yeah, no shit, right?
Does she dress how I imagine a Darlene might dress?
Probably.
Excellent.
She's got kind of that bouffant going, you know what I mean?
Ooh, I know. I was thinking Hairspray for sure.
Yeah, for sure. See, you got it.
Oh, I love it.
But I don't need Darlene to call me, you know what I mean? So I probed. Not anally probed, but I probed. So
did you ask him why didn't you just flush it 10 times and use such little paper towels to get it going?
According to him, it was already like the first time he wiped, that was his initial thing. He only used a couple paper towels not to clog it, and somehow or other it clogged anyway.
Do you not have a plunger right by that toilet?
There is.
Well, why wouldn't he use that? Oh God, see, you're sending me down such
there,
a
river. No. There is, and he did use the plunger.
Martin Ferretti, do you need me to send you my personalized this is Nick's plunger up there? Because I will.
He did use a plunger. That's why there was a chunk in the pipe when the damn plumber came in. Because he tried to plunge it, and just it got shoved into some section of the pipe. But then he just kept on wiping. Anyways. So he got written up.
Oh, God! Man, that's the worst. How was it written up? Like, how is it on his record?
I did it through, it's like a personal hygiene thing.
Jesus Christ. So this would be in the same area as, like, John wears far too much cologne.
Yeah, or like, John doesn't shower.
Right. Well, like, I went cologne.
John didn't dry his clothes and they smell like mold.
Let's keep it tasteful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So under those rules.
Barbara has too much potpourri by her desk. I asked her to remove it. Martin, you're her boss. Please write her up.
Yes. Yes. So that's what happened with the poopy bandit.
Oh my God. And was he at all feeling bad about this?
Well, I mean, yes.
Or did he just feel embarrassed that he actually got caught?
I think it was, I felt bad talking to the guy.
I know you felt bad, but Alex in IT, do you think he felt bad that he, okay, do you think he felt bad that he did that? Obviously not, because why wouldn't he come to hit, are you his boss?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he go to his boss and be like, look, I know I messed this up. And I did this to the bathroom. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because then I'm sure he wouldn't be written up.
And that's what I try to explain. I was like, dude, why don't you just come and say something? Say, hey, I used the bathroom. It's clogged.
Right, right.
He had no answer to that.
And now you have a poopy Watergate on your hands.
Yes. Poopygate 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Oh, yeah. If he wouldn't have tried to hide it.
That's what I'm saying.
Come clean, even though he did have a clean bottom after using 65 paper towels on his ass.
And man, I mean, he probably didn't expect me to be the one to find it, you know what I mean? But even then, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who finds it.
Okay, my previous boss, I might not have known her too well, but I at least know, like, the push buttons on her, where, what can I get away with? What can't I get away with? My guess is, your employees know you well enough that you probably will track down stuff like that. If it's stuck in your craw so much, you're going to investigate. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't he then think, I got to do a preemptive strike? unless this was a, remember, we talked about being passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Unless this was just a passive aggressive thing. Because I would love to know, going back, because I should have asked this question last week about the toilet plunger. Because I would have loved to know a week ago when we talked about this, did he actually, like, that day, did you look down and see, ooh, the plunger was used. It's all wet.
I didn't even look at the plunger.
That's what I'm saying. Or was it just clean as a whistle? So that, that was a lie.
But like I said, I do remember the plumber pulling this chunk out from inside the pipe. So it seems like maybe he did try to plunge it.
But still, wouldn't that come up, not pushed further down the pipe? I always thought it would come up instead of going out.
Look, I don't know the specifics of plumbing. All I know is it was a disaster.
Did you get your plumber on the third line so we can really dissect this? So obviously he didn't have any remorse.
It wasn't that he didn't have remorse. I mean, the dude is super nice, Nick. Let me just say this. The dude is super nice.
Alex in IT is one of the best. He's a shining star. I hear you.
He's super nice. He explained the whole situation.
Your satisfaction.
To my satisfaction. The order of events matched with my detecting skills pretty closely. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that his story was good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he really felt terrible. And he felt extremely embarrassed.
Did you ask him any of the questions that we were bringing up on the podcast?
I asked him all kinds of questions.
Did he wipe his bottom with his boxer briefs and throw those into the garbage can like we would have done?
That is a question I did not ask.
Did you ask him, did you stick after seeing that the roll of toilet paper held? No, I'm not going to touch that. Did you ask him, did he then pull up his pants and underwear and with a gross, dirty bottom, walk his butt all the way across the hall to the other bathroom and then do his business in there? And wipe up. And then, of course, throw away his dirty boxers in the non-Martin bathroom.
No, because he used the paper towels to wipe his bottom just enough where he wasn't walking around with poopy butt to get the key to see so he can get more toilet paper.
So he could have went to the other bathroom.
He could have.
Instead of getting the key and causing this whole commotion.
He could have done many things to make this whole situation better.
Oh, my God. He should have just took a poop in his boxer briefs and then got the whole mess right in there.
It may have been less embarrassing had he shit his pants than had he gone through this whole situation.
Did you ask Alex from IT, did you push across your desk to him the bill for the plumber and say, Alex from IT, I want this money reimbursed to the company. Thank you.
Nope.
Wow.
I was told not to do that.
Oh, so your boss's boss knows that you were going to interrogate this person.
Oh, everyone knows about the poopy bandit. I'm surprised this guy didn't quit on the spot.
Alex in IT needs that job, so he's not going to quit. He has no shame, but he's not going to quit.
Oh, he's very ashamed.
I don't know. I think this might be a passive aggressive thing. I think if he wouldn't have been caught, he probably would have been like, F this. But did he walk back and tell Joe and Dave, his cubicle baits, did he tell them, can you believe what Martin just did? That son of a bitch. And make a joke out of it?
Nope.
Or did he just shamefully go and sit down?
Yep.
And Joe and Dave wanted to know, but Alex would not spill the poopy beans.
I gotta tell you, I didn't see a single person talk to this man since I've written him up.
So he has a scarlet poopy letter on his.
He's got a scarlet poopy letter on his forehead.
Sounds like Alex from IT is not going to be asking out any of the ladies. You know me. I'm the one that puts all the hand towels down the toilet. Yeah, that's me. I'm pretty notorious. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
God. Oh.
Poor poopy bandit.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Okay, and I don't want to get you in trouble at all, but can you give me an age range?
Is this
this guy's first job? Like he's right out of college and he's 22? No. Or is he like mid-30s?
No. He's, we'll say, about 10 years older than I am.
Jeez. Then that was a passive aggressive thing because that's what I would have done if I was.
Well,
that's why people. I told you the story at my two jobs ago about somebody wiping poop all over the handicap stall.
Yeah,
you don't just wake up in the morning and decide to do that.
Yep,
that's a lot of built up anxiety and frustration and anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. How old was I? This had to be in college. I had a buddy of mine that worked at a department store.
Yeah.
I don't know how true the story is.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how true the story is. However, he told me.
Okay, name your buddy. Wink, wink. Your quote-unquote buddy. Sure.
I don't want to give his name.
Oh, okay. Let's just call him Martino.
No. This is not me.
Oh, no. Of course not. All right, then let's name him Fartin.
Ferret Tim.
No. It's not you. Sure.
But he worked at this, well, it wasn't a department store, it was a clothing store. Mm. And he got called
How
to clean.
How long did you work there?
I never worked there.
Sure. How long?
I worked at McAllister's Deli, thank you.
Oh. Mm.
Mm. He tried to work at McAllister's Deli and got fired because he was terrible.
Oops. What do you mean? I actually have to work when I'm here at work? What the hell?
Anyway, so he got called to clean a restroom one time, and he says that somebody must have been shaving their pubes in the stall because there were literally clumps of hair in the stall. And he also claims that there were like little bugs running around.
Oh, from the pubes?
Yes.
Maybe that's why he shaved them off.
Probably.
He saw them and then it freaked him out.
Probably. This is what he claims. If this is true, I don't know if this is true. I did not see this. He told me about this. His later on wife, she worked at the same store with him. She corroborated the story and mm-hmm. he is full of crap. But her, I believe. So this may be a true story, but goddamn it, who does that?
Did he still clean up the bathroom?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know if he lost that job.
I mean, I would have told him you can take this job and shove it because I am not going to be cleaning up toilet seat crabs in public. You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't need that stuff on me.
That's true. Very true.
But yes, he did clean it up.
Good God, that's gross.
Right?
Whew.
Crazy. People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Anyway, speaking of crazy people, so I watched this TV show that I highly recommend.
On a streaming service?
It is on Amazon Prime Video. It is a Prime original series. And it is Hannah.
Is that the one about the little girl who's out in the woods shooting stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Spoiler alert, they're only in the woods the first episode.
Oh, okay. Does she grow up or is she always like 13 years old?
She is 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 15 or 16. Which is weird because like she gets her period in the first episode. Really? And I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because they're in the woods. Maybe being in the woods changes your biology somehow. But I was trying to figure out like how old is this girl? Because she looks very young. It's like, oh, this is a girl. And then she gets her period. I was like, okay, she's like 13, 14 maybe. But then later on, they're talking about they've been in hiding for 15 years. I'm like, well, shit, she's like 16.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, but very good. The first episode's a little setup-y. So a little slow. But it does pick up pace quite a bit. I really enjoyed it. It's based on a movie. I've never seen the movie. But it's based on a movie.
Okay.
And the show's very good. It stars whatever that girl's name is, who looks like she's 12, but she's 20. I looked her up. Because, you know, when you see an actress, right, and you're like, this girl's pretty good looking. But then you're like, wait a second. I need to make sure she's at least 18.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. So I looked her up. I think she was like 19 or 20.
And then you're like, all these feelings that I'm having, they're okay
and
now.
And then I was like, oh, okay, good. We're safe.
I'm not a creepo. Thank God.
Not a creepo. And so she's in it. And then the guy from Suicide Squad, what the hell is his name?
Will Smith.
No. The guy that was in Altered Carbon.
Don't know.
Jim Caviezel. Nope, that's Superman.
Oh.
Let's look it up right now. Joe Kinnerman. Is that it? Is that his name? That's close.
Kinnerman?
Kinnerman, Suicide Squad. Let's see. Joel Kinnerman? Where's the cast, IMDb? What? What's happening right now?
But he's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Wait. I sort of like him.
Why is he not listed in the cast? IMDb, shame on you.
DuckDuckGo let you down.
No, I'm on IMDb, bro. Well, God damn it. Joe Kinnaman, though, right? That's his name?
I think so.
Joe Kinnaman. Well, don't do that, because then you get a big DuckDuckGo fail. Anyways, the guy from Altered Carbon, who was also in Suicide Squad, he plays the dad.
Joel Kinnaman.
There you go.
K-I-N-N-A-M-A-N.
What he Nick said.
He played Rick Flag.
Yes, even though he's not listed in the cast on the Suicide Squad page. Joel Kinnaman. Yes, that's him. And the girl's name is Esme Creed Miles.
I like him.
Yeah, he's great. He's a total badass in this show.
Hey, he's good.
It fits him very well. And basically, like, they get discovered in the woods, so they have to flee the woods. And they,
you know what I liked him in? The Killing.
Oh, yeah. The Killing's great, dude. That's a very underrated show.
I agreed.
That is, it's a remake. It's a remake of, what is it, Swedish
show? Yeah, Swedish, I believe. Yeah.
Which the original show is very good also. I did see it in Swedish with subtitles.
But I never watched Altered Carbon, and now you want me to, now you're sort of making me want to watch Altered Carbon.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's interesting. I don't know about great. It's good, okay. But it's complex.
Well, if I had to choose between Hannah and Altered Carbon to get my Joel Kinnaman,
Hannah.
Which one should I be? Ooh, okay. Yeah. Sign me up. I already have Prime.
I think it's a little easier to follow. Dude, he was RoboCop. How did I miss that?
What?
The RoboCop remake. Yeah, he was RoboCop. He was Alex Murphy.
Oh, my God. Holy Christ. Ay, ay, ay.
Damn it. Now when I watch RoboCop 3, I love that one.
I got to see that again.
Dude, no. RoboCop 3 is the best of the series. It's got that AT-AT looking thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, RoboCop 3. What a classic. What a classic. You know what doesn't hold up that well is Highlander? Oof. Oof.
The movie or the TV show?
I don't know. I haven't seen the TV show since it came out. But the movies, it's like a brand new origin story every single movie. You're like, come on, bro. That's not what happened last movie. So if you're a Highlander fan, then pat yourself on the back because you got some garbage people running that franchise. Oh, sorry, what? Who said that?
Wow.
Anyways, Hannah, yes, fantastic. You should watch it. I watched the first 5 episodes. It's very good. Uh-huh. It's very good. That girl is freaking badass, dude.
Yeah.
She is crazy good.
All right.
And you don't even you can't tell, right? So he's basically trained her entire life to be this like super soldier spy thing, and just in case they ever get found out in the woods. And
that other woman who is in The Killing is in this.
Yes, she's the bad guy.
Why the hell didn't you lead with that?
I have like forgot
killing
it.
People in it. Ay, ay, ay.
My bad.
You know.
My bad.
All right.
The Darkest Hour? I like that movie. He was in it? What's happening right now?
We both are like down at IMDb rabbit hole. Not the same one, but.
Oh, man.
I will put that in my queue.
Yeah, put it in your queue. It's good. The girl with the dragon tattoo. Who is this guy? He's everywhere.
I saw that too. Did you watch the what was it? The guy from The Office, John Krasinski. Did you watch that Tom Clancy?
Yes, Amazon I did. Show? Yes, I watched the whole season.
And was it pretty good?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay,
it's good. I would say very underrated show.
Ooh.
It's not like, it's not perfect. And sure. It's not even like 24 good.
Mm,
But it's very good. Yeah, I recommend you watch it.
Do both of them look like they have money put into them?
Explain. Oh, like budget-wise.
Yeah, the sets. And yes. Like Man in the High Castle, it looks like they put some money into it. But then when you pull back a little bit, it's like there's not too many action-y scenes. There's not a lot of special effects. It's all, you know, related to costuming and how nice it looks on film.
Well, there's not a lot of special effects in either of those shows, but they do happen in multiple locations.
Well, I would think that Tom Clancy would have a lot of action and chasing and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's not like special effects. I mean, unless you count like budget for car crashes.
Well, yeah, but you got to make it look good.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Style-wise.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so in that case, then yes to both. But, I mean, there are multiple locations. Hannah is, it starts off in Romania. Then it's in Poland. There's an episode in Morocco. They end up going to France. She and her dad reunite in Berlin. So, like, you're traveling all over the place.
Is this just the origin of Black Widow?
Oh, dude. yeah, this would have been a great young Black Widow movie.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. What was the one? Wasn't that what they were comparing that Jennifer Lawrence movie to? What was that movie called? Red Sparrow. Oh,
yes. I still have to see that.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
I did see, what was it, Mother? I liked that. Did we talk about that? We talked about that.
Yeah.
I liked Mother. That was a very pretentious film.
I still have to rewatch MacGruber, and that's not a pretentious film.
I tried to watch MacGruber and failed miserably.
You should watch MacGruber.
I tried.
It's good.
I tried.
It's really good. It's really good.
Is it?
I think you might have been in a bad frame of mind.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those films, if you go in not really knowing what the hell it's about or even in the mode for a comedy, yeah, it can be grueling. But I think it's genuinely pretty funny.
All right, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Don't buy it. You don't have to run out and buy it, you know?
I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, next time you see it, that it's on a streaming service.
Oh, then I'll probably never see it because I'm not going to be looking for it.
I'll look for it for you.
You keep an eye on MacGruber for me.
There you go.
And when you find it, I will watch it.
All right.
I will watch it. But aside from that, I don't have a whole lot, man. I've been doing this weird thing. I've been doing this experiment.
Ooh.
You ever just like get these weird thoughts in your head and you're like, I wonder how that would work. I know I'm the only one because my wife thought I was fucking crazy. So
no, I guess it depends on what it's pertaining to.
Well, so I was watching some documentary about something. And they were talking about like some people, they're living like off like $300 a year or something. Obviously, these are like third world countries, right? Jeez. So I'm like, I was like, I wonder if it would be possible to live on like a dollar a day. So I've been doing this dollar a day thing for the past 3 days.
Is that just because you bought everything at C2E2? So now you have to tighten the belt?
No. Matter of fact, my wife asked me that. So I was talking to my wife and I was like, so I want to do this thing where like I only spend a dollar a day for 30 days. She's like, why? I was like, I don't know, just to see if I could do it.
Jiminy Christmas.
And she's like, did you spend too much money in Chicago? I said, what do you mean? You've got the credit card statement. I didn't spend any money. So,
yeah. And then she's like, do you have another credit card? You're like, don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
So,
and then it's like, and also don't go onto my Twitter timeline and see all pictures of me in C2E2.
Oh, she already saw the pictures on C2E2. Because she liked a few of them.
Of course.
That's why I'm surprised she hasn't said anything to me about it.
Whatever.
She knows I'm a grown ass man, Nick.
Right.
Grown ass man.
What do you want to do?
So I'm doing this thing. It was really weird. So I watched the documentary. I was like, that's interesting. I was like, that can't be possible. So I started researching like how I could live on a dollar a day. Let me tell you, I don't think it's possible, Nick.
Well, in gas alone, I wouldn't think it's possible.
Well, I am riding my bike to work.
Oh, look at you.
I mean, it's not far. It's like 2 miles, I think, 2.5 miles.
You're like a – look at your little footprint on society. It's becoming smaller and smaller.
But then like with food, let me tell you, Nick. You know what I've eaten for the past 3 days? Take a guess what I've eaten for the past 3 days.
Are you still doing keto?
Oh, not for a dollar a day.
Well, I don't know what's all included. Okay. You are drinking that meal substitute that is all, what is it, liquid and fiber based?
Oh, what's that called? The Soylent Green?
Yeah, Soylent Green. Soylent, there you go.
No, it's not people. But no, I'm not drinking
I don't know
Soylent.
What you would be eating for a buck a day.
Let me tell you, Nick. The only thing that you could eat and actually survive for a dollar a day. Well, actually, there's two things.
Shrimp nibblers?
Nope.
No.
One would be ramen noodles.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Aside from the fact that you will be shitting bricks and have zero nutrition.
Yeah, and your sodium intake will skyrocket 10 times the normal amount.
Well, I mean, not if you don't use the little powder packets.
Yeah, but what good's that then?
Yeah, I guess. I don't usually use them. I do half the packet because I put sriracha in mine.
Of course, fancy pants.
Sriracha's not fancy. That's like a poor man's spice in Thailand.
You're Martin.
potatoes, Nick.
Oh, God. What are you eating, 3 potatoes a day?
Yes.
Oh, and that probably gets burned off in your bike ride to and from work alone.
Probably on the bike ride to work.
Jeez.
But you can,
what are you doing?
You can buy like a giant bag of potatoes for like $8, and it's like literally 1,000 potatoes in that bag.
Yes.
So I don't think I'm going to do this very long. This is
I hope not.
It's fucking terrible.
You got to be one ornery bastard at home. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, and I got to think about it, too, because I'm trying to be mindful of this whole thing. So, like, I can't put, like, shit on my potato, because then that's...
Isn't that just, like, that's common stuff that's in the fridge?
That's what my wife said. She's like, well, you should be able to...
Like ketchup.
Yeah. She's like, you should be able to, like, not count stuff that we already have here. I was like, eh. I was like, you know what? This thing's too complicated. I might just do it till like the end of the week and then just forget about it.
I was going to say, how are you affording your cigarettes or your vape juice?
Oh, actually, I have not bought any vape juice since C2E2.
Wow. What about cigarettes?
I have not bought cigarettes either.
Dang. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you my reduction of green footprint?
Yeah.
Okay. For about, I'd say, a year, the wife has wanted me to use some hippy-dippy underarm deodorant.
Tom's?
Because, no, not even that good. Because, you know, there's aluminum in underarm deodorant.
Yes.
And she's worried about me, blah, blah, blah. Even though I'm like, you know what I'm fan of? You know who's friends with me? Air it extra dry. Wipe. But she got me this Arm & Hammer clear green, like on
the
packaging. It's like green and yellow.
Yep.
She found it in some article. So it's this hippy dippy crap. So I put it on. When I was going to a 9-to-5 job, I would put it on days that I know I'm going to be like nervous, sweating, whatever, you know, high stress days. I put on the regular stuff. Other days, hippy dippy. So this goes on. And today I woke up and before my job search began, took the shower, put on the hippy dippy underarm deodorant, came down, busted my butt. The wife gets home from work and we give each other a big hug, and she's tinier than me. So she's sort of at armpit height. And she goes, "Whew, you smell horrible." And I'm like, how is that? I'm like, I did nothing today. I rode the exercise bike before my shower, but still, the shower should take care of that. And the hippie underarm deodorant should take care of that. And that's exactly how I told, you know, how I explained it to her. And she's like, that stuff ain't working for you today. I'm like, dang it, my green footprint.
Uh-huh.
I've
tried some of those green deodorants. They're not very good.
No, they're not.
They're not very good. Matter of fact, you're probably better off just like rubbing baking soda in your armpits.
We're not gonna get to that point, please. If it was up to her, she'd be like, let's just use coconut oil. Like, no.
Yes.
I get that it's written up in all of these magazines and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no.
Coconut oil, great stuff. I yelled at my wife. My wife ordered some coconut oil, like shampoo and conditioner.
Yep.
And they came in the mail, and I opened the box, and I was like, what is this? She's like, oh, I got coconut oil because it's good for blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, I know it's good for a lot of things, but why'd you buy that? She's like, well, it was on sale, so I got it. It was a good deal. I said, babe, you could just use the coconut oil that I have in the kitchen that I used to cook with.
Yeah.
It's all the same exact stuff. As a matter of fact, if you read the label, it even says on the label, safe for human consumption.
Yep.
So Public service announcement. Don't fall into the hype. Don't be buying crazy shit. Read the labels.
I know. It's so frustrating.
I will say, so I got, since you're talking about oils, so I now have my wife and oldest child taking CBD oil. I know we talked about CBD before.
Yep.
So they've been taking it for the past few days. It hasn't quite been a week yet, so I don't want to make any assumptions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's going to take a couple weeks sure. for it to do anything. But so far, so good, Nick. So far, so good.
Well, good.
So I haven't shared this, but Reagan has very mild Tourette's, so she's got some tics.
Mm-hmm.
And recently
you have shared this.
I have shared this. Okay. I wasn't sure if I had or not. Recently she developed this new vocal tic. Well, she'll be talking and she'll go, okay. So she gets very self-conscious at school.
Mm.
And so we took her to the doctor. The doctor gave her medication. It didn't seem to be doing anything. So they upped the dose. And you know me and medication, Nick. I know we have people in the medical field or whatever that listen to this. This is not like a knock on medicine. But I think there's nothing wrong with medicine.
No.
But I think oftentimes it's overused and overprescribed. And oftentimes people don't think about what it is they're doing. They're just like, the doctor told me to do this. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
And we're looking at you, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
Sorry to call out a listener.
And what's that other douchebag? The other doctor. What's his name?
Hey, they're both listeners. They're both listeners. Come on.
What's that other doctor?
The one Dr. Oz.
I hate that guy.
Hey, he's a listener.
He sucks.
We love all of our listeners.
Except Dr. Oz.
Don't listen
Dr.
to
Dr. Oz, I don't want you listening to this podcast.
Are you going to start railing against Daphne Oz? Because if you are, this podcast will be ending right now.
Anyway, so it wasn't doing much. And so my wife and I were talking. And, of course, I made a joke that we should give her a gigantic dose of mushrooms, which my wife did not find funny, even though I said it as a joke.
That's not funny.
I said it as a joke. But she did not find it funny. So then I had to quickly do a little shuffle. And I suggested, well, why don't we see if we can get her on CBD oil? Because they do use CBD for, like, anxiety and anyways. You can
look. Does the doctor approve that?
No. You can look up the endocannabinoid system yourself. So far, so good. I mean, obviously, she still has the tics. But,
sure.
But the conversation I have with my wife is, look, if she's on this medication – and they doubled her dose, and it's not doing anything, then let's try this other thing. It may not do anything, but the medicine's not doing anything either.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. And so we got – it's very expensive, by the way. I told my wife we need to get into this CBD business.
Yeah, we went to a grocery store out here, Fresh Time, over the weekend to look at CBD oil because I guess they had quite a variety.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, just for a small little vial, some of it's like $100.
Yeah, so we got the 500 milligram dose tincture thing. It was $70.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a small bottle. I don't even know how big it is. But it can't.
Yeah, hers was like the size of – including the top, so it's not filled as big, but just the size, including the, like, dropper, was the size of, like, a lipstick container.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever go to, like, a grocery store and see, like, the essential oils section, that's basically the size bottle.
Yeah, we should get into that.
Yeah, that's what I told my wife. Yeah. I said, what are we doing? We should be growing hemp and fucking making our own oil.
Yeah.
That's where the money's at. Fuck crickets.
And did you suggest that your wife might need some mushrooms as well? You're like, baby, we can go and do shrooms over the weekend. Come on, me and you in a hotel room.
Look, here's what I've been saying the whole time. Matter of fact, I actually mentioned it because we're talking about CBD. And I was like, so when we got home, she had Reagan take a dose.
Mm.
And I was like, are you going to take it? Because, you know, I'm sly, Nick. I'm sly. My wife's on all this medication for anxiety, and of course, anxiety medication gives her other side effects, so she takes medication for those.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get her off of all that stuff. So I'm like, are you going to take it? She's like, well, I hadn't thought about it. I said, I think it'd be great. You should try it. Mm-hmm. So she did. And I got to tell you, I can definitely see a difference with my wife.
Is it just a couple drops of oil, that type of thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they put it on food or just on their tongue?
Underneath your tongue.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And you see the change already. Not even a weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's been very chill.
Well, my wife is so freaked out and panicked over only one income coming in the house right now that when she saw the $100 price tag, she was like, oh, hell no. Mm. And she's like, she also read that there's different qualities, and depending on where you go, some people say it's CBD oil, but it's a mixture and a blend, that type of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So of course, she just reads like you can with anything. I mean, underarm deodorant, there's a whack job out there that's writing something about, like, you know, it'll make beets sprout underneath your arms. You know, it's like any opinion you is out there on online. So
yep,
you got to watch what you're reading.
Yeah, we got the good stuff. We got the full spectrum.
Good.
Yeah. Good. It was funny too.
I'm glad you can see some changes. That's great.
Well, so my wife, we went to the store, the CBD store. That's what it's called, the CBD store.
Yeah, we don't have those up north.
Yeah, it's in very few states. Matter of fact, I was going to tell you about this. Walgreens is going to start selling CBD in stores here now.
Dang.
Yeah, it's approved. Nice. It's approved in 8 states, and we are one of them.
We are not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny too because most of the approved states are the ones that legalize marijuana. We don't have legalized marijuana, but we can sell CBD.
So you're an inch away from it, though.
Yeah, I think – I want to say they – on the last elections, they may have passed some kind of regulation, but I can't remember if it was that or the Sunday beer. Yeah, because we still can't buy beer on Sundays. We can now. We can now. They did pass that. That's right.
Thank you, Prohibition.
Thank you, Prohibition. That's over. But yeah, weed's probably next because, everyone in this state smokes weed. Matter of fact, I'm sure like everyone in every state smokes weed. Except me. I don't smoke because it's illegal. But I tell my wife, once they make it illegal, hello, I'm there.
Oh, jeez.
I'm there. But so the CBD thing's been interesting. We'll see how that goes. I'm keeping a close eye on it. And I have a trip planned this weekend, Nick.
I have
a trip planned. I wanted to get away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And usually my big vacation is around C2E2 time because, you know, I take 4 days off.
Yeah.
And that leaves me with a couple days where if we want to do something else, we can.
Sure.
But I haven't been out, like, just around people in all my vacations. So I told my wife, I was like, I want to go camping.
Ah, you brought this up before. You're talking about taking the girls.
Yeah, because the girls used to ask all the time, except they would ask in fucking winter. Not going camping in winter. So I asked my wife, I said, I want to go camping this weekend. And she's like, how are we going to do that? So what do you mean? We take the tent and we go. She's like, oh no, I'm not doing that. So my wife's out. Mm-hmm. My wife didn't want to go. So I asked Reagan, I said, hey Reagan, do you want to go camping? She's like in the woods? And I said, yeah.
How am I going to charge my iPad out in the woods?
She's like, is mama okay with this? And I said, well, she's not going. She said, your mama said she would not be caught dead in the woods. She's like, I don't know if I want to go.
Wow.
I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I can't bring my laptop. I was like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, to disconnect.
So she's like, nah, I'm good. So she's out.
Oh,
I asked Zoe. Zoe's at her mom's this week. So I called her. I said, hey, I want to go camping this weekend. You want to come camping with me? She's like, well, is everybody else going? I said, no, it would just be me and you because nobody else wants to go. She's like, well, where are we going to stay? She's like, no, she's like, yeah, I'll come. Where are we going to stay? And I was like, well, I'm going to bring the tent. We're going to set up a tent in the woods and we'll camp out.
What woods has a Hilton right now?
And so she goes, so we're not going to stay in like a hotel or a cabin?
There you go, the Hilton.
I said, no, it's camping. Why would you go stay in a hotel if you're camping?
But, Dad, I was saying like a hotel without a jacuzzi. I mean, I'm roughing it right now.
So she's out. So this,
you are going to be doing mushrooms.
So this weekend I will be going camping by my goddamn self. I might bring one of the dogs with me. I haven't decided yet.
All right. Are you bringing physical comics or are you bringing your tablet?
I'll be bringing some trades with me.
Nice.
I'll be bringing some trades that I haven't read because, you know, they pile up.
Could you even imagine how much stuff you can read and get through with not a care in the world? You don't have anyone to answer to. It's just you.
Mm-hmm. So I need to tomorrow night. I was going to do it today, but I was like, I'm just relaxing today. Sure. Tomorrow night, I'm going to look up a couple spots. Because, in the long drive back down from Chicago, I saw a bunch of places.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, I don't know if I can camp there. So,
now, do they have places that you can park your car?
Yeah.
And also, well, hold on.
Oh.
And also, are these parking spots parking spots that you pull in hood first? Or do you pull in trunk first?
Oh, that I don't know.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You know what that means.
No, I don't know what that means.
I don't know where you're at, but up here in the land of Lincoln, you go to a forest preserve or, a park. A lot of parks, especially around us, you pull in trunk first, you're up for partying.
Oh,
anyone who wants them into that car, you know what I'm saying? It is an unspoken wink wink rule.
Well, I will make sure that I do the other one because I am not down to party. I don't want to see anybody for 2 days.
You never know. It gets cold out there in the woods.
Oh, Lord. So I'm going to look at some spots. Nice. I don't want to do like a campground because I don't want like people around.
Sure.
You
want to wash yourself. So
yeah,
why would you do that?
Well, I know that like some of the national forests in like Tennessee and in North Carolina, they have primitive camping sites where like there's no gas hookups or anything like that. So like there wouldn't be whatever the fuck that thing's called. There wouldn't be those people.
Would there be in these primitive sites? Is there at least restrooms?
I have no idea. I've never been.
Because I don't know what you – oh, you might have to talk to Alex in IT about what you should be using on that dainty bottom of yours.
Well, I mean, obviously paper towels.
Yeah, you don't have to flush those down anything.
I got a pack. I've never, like, gone camping by myself.
Oh, so you're doing a tent.
Yeah, I've got a tent.
What are the basic minimums that you're going to need?
My only plan is to have multiple pairs of socks.
What about food?
Food, I don't know what I'm going to bring yet.
You're going to bring a cooler full of it?
No.
Or are you going to jump in your car and like go find Stuckey's to eat at?
No. I'm going to bring food with me.
Well, that's what I'm saying, a cooler.
I mean, I guess. Food and water I'll bring with me.
I'm a little concerned. Right now, I feel like you're going to be that guy from the Sean Penn movie who goes off and like, I'm going to be okay.
No,
I'm going to make friends with bears.
That dude was crazy.
I know. You're sounding crazy. When I bring up like food in a cooler, you're like, I guess. I don't know. I might just bring jerky the entire weekend. I don't know.
It's 2 days, one night. How much do I need to bring?
More than a dollar a day's worth. Yeah.
Well, yes. But 2 days, one night, I don't need to like stock up at the grocery store.
How cold is it going to get at night?
It's been like 80 all week, dude.
Yeah, but at night it ain't 80.
But it's fine. I've got a sleeping bag. I got a mattress. I got all kinds of stuff.
Ask your A or your S.
Let's find out. Let's find out the weather for this weekend in the beautiful Asheville area.
Because it was 47 here, but I guarantee you if I ask S right now, it will be much colder.
All right, here you go.
That's so how temperature works.
This weekend in Asheville, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
High of 75,
yeah.
Low of 53.
Yeah, because the sun goes away at night.
Well, yeah.
53,
bro, I go outside in shorts and a t-shirt in 53.
I understand. I'm just trying to get all of this stuff put together in my head.
Mm.
You're going out there without a toilet. First off, you're not looking for campsites with toilets, which is crazy to me.
What do I want a toilet for?
To go poopy.
And just dig a hole in the ground.
Oh, God. Aye, aye, aye.
I'm in the woods, bro.
As you can tell, I'm a glamper at best. I would need a log cabin. Just roughing it, no thanks. Roughing it would be I'm sleeping in the backseat of my car. That's roughing.
That's what my wife said.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not a crazy person.
I'm surprised. So my in-laws have a camper, like a big one.
Oh.
I'm surprised she wasn't like, hey, we should borrow my parents' camper. I'd be like, no, I don't want to fucking be in a camper. That's not camping.
I need to feel like I'm alive. I need to have that bear come right up and grab a hold of my tent while I'm sleeping.
Oh, man, I got to get some bear repellent, don't I?
You're going to need something.
Are the bears out already?
Are you going to be like, well, I would assume so.
Yeah,
are you
going to
are you going to be like building a fire so all of the like wildlife knows to come around you because you're nice and warm?
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Or they'll be hearing your dog whining in that tent and be like, hey, there's food in that tent. And you know what I could use right now? A little food.
Maybe I should bring my dog.
I think that dog becomes a bear treat a lot easier.
No. No, so the dogs that we have are actually bred to keep bears away from flocks of sheep.
Well, then you should look into that.
Maybe I'll bring Solomon. God, but if he gets lost in the woods, I'm not down for going to look for him.
Yeah. I guess how well trained is the dog?
He's well trained, but he's never
been. He shouldn't run away.
But like me, he's never been in the woods.
Oh, God. When are you leaving? Are you leaving? Are you not even going into work Friday? That would be the best deal.
No, I'm going Saturday morning.
Saturday morning? Why not do it Friday?
No, dude. I'm doing Saturday through Sunday.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make a big trip out of this, Nick. I just want to go.
Are you bringing your fishing pole?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Are you bringing bait?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so you're going to stop off and get bait?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you bringing a gun or a rifle?
Nope. Got a slingshot.
Okay. Are you bringing a bow and arrow or a spear?
Don't know yet.
Oh, interesting.
I don't yet own a bow, even though I've been talking about getting one for a while. Don't yet own one, but maybe I'll get one this weekend.
Are you going to be marking your territory?
Hell yeah, I'm going to piss all over the place.
Okay. I just didn't know if you'd be pissing in a circle all the way around your place.
Hell yeah. It's going to be like the Blair Witch Project up in here.
I know. You watch Blair Witch and now you're ready to jump all over that. I like the idea of going there and not having a care in the world and being able to read as much as you want.
Yeah.
But I guess you also want to become with one with nature.
Mm. There's a spot that we've been to before. We went hiking. At this one place. So I might go there.
Do they pull the cars in rear end first?
No, there's a little area where everybody has to park, like an actual parking lot. And then you got to walk like a half mile to get to the trails.
Now, this parking lot that you speak of,
mm-hmm.
Can you go into that building that's right next to where you're going to be, quote unquote, camping?
There are no buildings.
Will you walk? Well, let me paint a picture before you poo-poo. And before you go, quote unquote, camping, do you walk out of this building smelling of patchouli oil as well as covered in glitter every day and night? And do they have an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet?
No, none of that.
Does this woods put on a fashion show during the lunch service? Wink, wink.
I'm not going to the backwoods casino, Nick.
That's the camping I can get behind.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Just make sure you make it back for our Sunday chit-chat, because I do want a review on this. See, now we're giving the listener – I like how we're very professional.
See?
Lately, we've been come back next episode and you can hear the wrap up to the potty story. That's now right. Come back and see if Martin is still alive. I like it. It's all good. It's all good. Or will it just be me and Solomon Ferretti?
It'll be fine, dude.
On a potty.
It'll be fine.
How many ticks do you get? How much Lyme disease does one man need?
I don't know. Well, tune in Sunday to find out.
Okay. Will you be swimming in a lake?
Hell no.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know how often it you
No,
get.
I don't do that. No.
How many leeches will be on your body?
I mean, it depends. If I have an infection, I'll be full of leeches because I got to get the infection out.
That's true.
See? Very true. I know my medicine.
Okay.
This is modern technology. 1892. Oh, man. It'll be fun, Nick. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm not worried. I can't wait to hear all about this Grizzly Adams adventure. There goes Grizzly Adams and his keen sidekick, Solomon.
That's right. Solomon Grundy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, will you be nude the entire weekend?
No, bro. I'm going to bring clothes.
Not a care in the world.
I'm going to wear my PJs.
The entire weekend?
Yeah.
You better watch out, boy. You're going to get some. You're going to get ticks all over you.
Don't you worry. I got a plan.
Well, obviously not that great of a plan. If I asked you, so are you going to bring a cooler? I don't know. For what? I don't know.
Nick, this is a – you got to remember the entertainment value of this podcast.
That's true.
If I actually talked about something like I knew what I was talking about, nobody would fucking listen.
Take a couple pictures. I want to see some pictures.
Of my PJs in the woods?
No, of nature.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do that.
I don't need pictures of you in the woods. I'll take pictures of the guys who reversed into the parking spot. Those pictures.
Oh, hot dizzle. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, wrap it up.
You have been listening to... quite possibly the final episode of the Nerdy Legion podcast.
All right, you Martin Ferretti.
if you don't hear from me by next Wednesday, make sure to let Nick know.
Oh, and also, if you perish in the woods, God forbid.
Yeah.
God forbid that there's a deer, that there's a buck accident that all of a sudden that you get gorded by some buck antlers. Do I have your permission officially on the podcast that I should separate myself from you and start up the Nerdy Legion with somebody else?
Yes.
Hot dog.
You have my full permission.
All right.
Full permission.
Do I need to do a memorial service?
No. No memorial services.
Okay.
My wife is fully aware of my funerary plans.
Okay. However, so I don't need to take her under my husbandry wing and be a Mormon and have multiple wives.
You are correct.
I don't need to do that. Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
Unless Liz wants a sister wife. I don't know.
I did. Hey, we all watch, what is it, TLC?
Sure.
We all watch it.
I don't.
But they do. They know the ins and outs.
They know the ins and outs.
I just didn't know how far my responsibilities fall.
Your only responsibility is to continue to entertain people when I'm gone.
Okay. R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Martin Ferretti, April 3rd, 2019. What day is this? What day are we in? I don't even know.
Who? Oh, boy. Before we even sign off. See, now you're sending me down this tangent. Who do you bequeath your statues to?
That's a good question. Should I write my will before I leave?
Well, yes, but we're doing a fun will. This is unofficial. Unofficial.
All right, unofficial will.
If whoever he names, you cannot hold him to this bar, event of death.
Statues. We'll give those to, who'll take good care of them? They'll go to Julian.
Oh, good one. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about your graphic novels?
Graphic novels will be – we'll just put those up for grabs, whoever wants them.
What? Come on. Name somebody. And if they care to disperse them. They can see fit however they see fit.
All right, fine. Then graphic novels go to you, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was hoping for something else, but I'll take them. What about your original art?
Original art. Man. I mean, Ronnie is my son, so maybe Ronnie should get those.
Can I have one?
Yes, you can have one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ronnie. Sorry, Ronnie.
Uh-huh. I knew that's what you were going to be asking for.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you threw me trades, which are worthless, and they're only book stops. What about your electric cigarettes?
We will give those to. Let's see. My electric cigarettes. We'll give those to Bill Bomer, since he can no longer find me in the Hashers and Burnout section.
Oh,
he'll have a keepsake to remember me by.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And some sweet smelling oil as well.
That's right.
Very good.
That's right.
What about the leftover sack of potatoes?
The leftover sack of potatoes go to Aaron Bell. Maybe he can make some gnocchi out of them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Now this is a split question. Regarding your floppies, All your comics, and I know you're going to give me all your digital codes. Thank you.
Of course.
All of your floppies that don't include Batman, and then all your floppies that are your Batman collection. Yes.
Who do I send those to? I will give my Valiant comics to Dwan.
I didn't ask Valiant. Oh, I didn't even separate my Valiant. Yes, good call. Three groups. I'll allow it. Three groups.
I will give Bill Beer my Batman comics.
Oh, okay.
And then everything else.
Yes.
That's a tough one. That's a very tough one.
Thank you.
Everything else can go. I'll just send it to Jay and Dennis. Well, I mean, I won't send them. Somebody will send them.
You're not going to do that.
I'll be dead in the woods.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. What about your flannel collection?
I don't own a single piece of flannel.
Okay. Sorry. I take that back. Reverse that. Your black shirts. who will receive the uniform that is Martin Ferretti?
Zoe will.
Oh, there you go.
Because I don't know if I've told you this, but now Zoe just wants to wear black.
Oh, no! No, you didn't! That's so good. Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. All right. You can find us on Twitter at Nick Wetmore, at Geekvine, at Nerdy Legion. Be on the lookout for smoke signals. So I don't know how good cell reception is in the woods. My assumption's not very good. I don't know.
I would agree.
We'll find out. And before you think I'm crazy, I know what I'm doing. So relax. I don't need Twitter messages telling me I'm crazy. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm already packed, so you're fine. I promise.
You're gonna build a mud hut.
Yes. anyways, we'll be back maybe next week. Thanks for listening.